With all the noise in the world, do you hear the voice of God? Your calendar tells you what to do, but do you remember who you are? Being comes before doing. This is a call to put first things first. Return to the Lord with this daily pattern of prayer and devotion. Set aside this time as a sanctuary. Find a space free of distraction and follow this pattern. I'm Jeff Clater, here again with J.G., John Groff. We're in the sanctuary of Messiah Lutheran Church at Grand and Pestalozzi in South City, St. Louis, Missouri. It's Tuesday, and the focus is family.
On the Daily Pattern, we're in a series called One Word. Each day we'll take one word, a feeling or circumstance, and bring a word from God to it. Let the Word of God speak to your life.
Making the sign of the cross, I say, Lord, I speak your name, and it identifies me. I am your child, I am part of your family. So I begin my day with your name on me, the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite my Lord into this time, into this space. Jesus, you are the good shepherd. When I was lost, you chased me down. You laid down your life for me. You know me, and I know you. Call me by name and lead me. I come to my God, hiding nothing. I confess my sins. Forgive my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my present and the sins of my past, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, the sins which I have done to please myself and the sins which I have done to please others. Forgive me my wasted and idle sins. Forgive me my serious and deliberate sins. Forgive me those sins which I know and the sins which I know not, the sins which I have labored so to hide from others that I have hid them from my own memory. Forgive them, O Lord. Forgive them all.
Our reading today is from the book of Galatians, chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Our meditation today is on the word sick, and was written by Natalie McLaury. This past December, I had a cancer scare. As someone who considers themselves a healthy person, imagine my shock and dismay when an ultrasound came back highly suspicious of malignancy. The news sent me into a tailspin. Sick? Me? I cried. I fretted. I catastrophized. And I cried some more. It was about a 2-week wait from those initial abnormal results until a biopsy, and finally the news of a clean bill of health. While I spiraled during those 2 weeks, the Lord used the opportunity to draw close to me. I kept trying to withdraw, and he kept finding ways to assure me that he was right beside me. He was in the tearful hugs I exchanged with a few different friends, their embrace literally holding me up when I felt like I could barely make it through the days of waiting. He was in the lyrics of a song my kids sang at their Advent worship service, "Yet not I, but through Christ in me," convincing me that if indeed I was sick, I was not abandoned. He was in the emails from a woman I had never met before, who kept appearing in my inbox as my own personal cheerleader. By the time I got the phone call declaring benign, God had, through those hugs and text messages, emails and songs, pulled me out of that tailspin and set me back on the foundation of our reading today from Galatians 2, verse 20. I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I believe that even if the phone call that Monday morning had delivered a different result, my reaction, while emotional, would have remained grounded in those words. I was living, sick perhaps, but living by faith. For you might not be potentially sick. Maybe it's bad news of another form. Maybe it's a broken relationship. Maybe it's troubles with work or school. Maybe it's fear and anxiety about the future. Whatever you find yourself facing, I bet God is simultaneously showing up in different ways to remind you that he lives in you, and you, therefore, can live by faith. We pray. Lord Jesus, you are there. Thank you for living in me that I might live by faith. Whatever troubles I face, you may continue to demonstrate your presence and your love. Amen.
A prayer for family. Father, I pray for my family, those you've given to me, those in my immediate family, parents, spouse, siblings, those in my extended family that you have given to me, cousins, aunts, uncles, grandparents. Lord, I pray for close friends who are like family to me. They are as brothers and sisters to me. Lord, I pray for those who don't have families or whose families are broken. Lord, I pray for forgiveness and reconciliation where there is division in my family, for provision where there is need in my family. Oh God, I pray for you to be the one foundation, your cross at the center of my family and my close relationships. And Lord, I pray for a generation yet unborn, future family members that you have in mind. All these things, Lord, all my closest relationships, I submit to you and ask for your grace in Jesus' name. Amen.